With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, January 31st, last day of the month. Very exciting. 1 month down, 11 to go. And we are here answering your financial questions. If you've got one, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and we would be absolutely delighted to arrange to have you on the air. You go through, you say, here's what I'm worried about, or here's what I'm thinking about. Click the box at the end. Mark does everything else. It's really easy. While you're on the website, we've got all sorts of great content there. Check it out. And you can order my new book, The Great Money Reset. So please do that. All right, let's get going here because we are on the line with Marie. She's with us from Maryland. You know, Marie, there's a great AM station, WBAL in Baltimore. And they used to refer to it in the industry as the blowtorch of the mid-Atlantic because you had such a strong signal there. So I hope you still listen to radio. And if you do, you listen to WBAL. Welcome to Jill on Money.
I'm going to check it out after this. Thanks.
Honey, I'll tell you what's so funny about that. It's great because people are like, oh, radio, that's still happening? It's a thing? Yes, it's a thing, I promise. Okay, what's going on? How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you both. I just found your podcast recently and was really motivated because I got a huge raise. And I'm just trying to think through what to do with all this extra money I have unexpectedly.
Marie, I love a big raise. Do tell us. Well, so first of all, how old are you?
I'm 44.
And are you partnered, singled, kids? What's going on?
Partnered, but complicated. My partner lives in another country and we're trying to get him here on a visa. So we'll eventually be together in a couple of years, but immigration's a long process.
So. Oh, that's so hard. And do you have kids?
I do not.
Okay. Tell us about like what's going on. What was the raise?
Yeah, I went from 67,000 and I am now at 100,000. So almost 100% raise.
That's huge. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Game changer.
I mean, really, it is, right? So what had you been doing with the 67,000? Had you been putting money into a retirement account?
I have, yeah. Early in my career, when I was making much less, I couldn't put as much, but I've been trying to increase that over the years. So I've got about 83,000 and a 457B right now. Okay. And I'm contributing about 275 biweekly and get a 2,500 contribution for my workplace a year.
Do you have a pension?
I do.
I knew it because as soon as I hear 457, I perk up and like start leaning forward, hoping about this. So there's 83 grand in the 457 plan. What's the pension look like?
It's a little bit unbelievable to me. And I was told for a long time it wasn't that good. So I didn't pay that much attention to it. But now that I'm running the numbers, it's looking like if I retire at 62, I'll get $4,266.
Holy moly.
At 65, it's $4,666. So pretty good, I'm realizing. I'm having to kind of absorb that and realize I'm okay, but I need you to help me tell me okay.
That's amazing. Wow. What's also amazing about that is because you've been living on 67,000, I imagine that's probably what you, kind of close to what you need, right?
Yeah. That's the recalculated number I made based on the new salary. But yeah.
Okay.
I'm spending about $2,700 a month at the moment.
$2,700? That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
Do you own a home?
I do.
What's it worth?
I don't know, $230, $250. My mortgage was for, I paid $150.
Okay. And what's the outstanding mortgage balance?
I've got $77,000 left in about 6 or 7 years.
You like this house? You're going to stick around?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. There's almost like nothing I need to tell you except to say you're in such great shape because you don't spend that much money. Let's say it's $3,000 a month. Let's just pretend that that's the number.
That's what I'm upping it to now that I got a raise. So that's perfect.
$3,000 a month, but you're going to have, at worst case, $4,200 a month at age 62 in the pension. Even with taxes, it's like you're golden, girl.
I mean, I think my fear, and now that I've had this huge increase, I'm not planning on leaving, but if something happens and I just don't get this full pension that I'm expecting, will I be okay? I think that's my deep fear. You know, if my job is eliminated, if something happened, what do I do?
Well, we're going to keep saving. So let's talk a little bit more. So there's $83,000 in the 457. How much money do you have in just like boring checking, savings, money market, safe money?
That's where I'm really struggling, and I know I need to get better. I have about $6,500 in an emergency fund, and that's all for that. And then I have about $5,000 in a Roth that I'm contributing to, and about $1,500 in a brokerage account.
Where is that account?
Fidelity.
Okay. And the Roth is also at Fidelity?
It is, yeah.
So if you were to look at it right now, and there's no other debt besides that mortgage, right?
That's right.
Okay. So what happens if... this is terrible. Like, what happens if you were to die, like, before the pension amount? Would you have to be married to this partner for someone to get that pension benefit?
I mean, I have a beneficiary that I set up years ago that was my nephew, so pre this partnership. So I guess there is a beneficiary, but I don't know how that technically works.
Okay, that's something to check into. So here's a story. We do need to beef up those emergency reserves. How much extra money do you think you have with the new salary on a monthly basis, approximately?
I decided about $1,600. I don't truly have allocated anywhere. That's not automatically being done. So I can play with that amount.
That's keeping your retirement contributions as is or increasing them?
That's as is.
So Mark, what do you want to do? You wanted to jam up the 457 contribution?
No, not really. Well, if this pension is what she thinks it's going to be, I mean, we got to find that out. But if it is, I would probably get the brokerage account going after the emergency reserve.
Right. All right. So let's just say I'm going to use round numbers. 1500, not 1600. So 1500 goes into your emergency reserve fund until you have. Are you worried? I mean, do you have a job that is at risk? Or, I mean, you work for a government or a government entity or municipality. Where do you work?
It's a quasi-government agency, so private and public. And we get benefits and health insurance from them, but otherwise it's private.
You need $20,000 in a safe emergency reserve fund, okay? That's what you need. You have $6,500. I would keep doing what I'm doing in your 457. I would do $1,600 a month into your emergency reserve until you get your $20,000. Now you have another $1,600 a month. I would put the money, I would split it between the Roth and the brokerage account, and I would build those up. Now, you know, you are making a lot more money, but you still make below the threshold to be able to use a Roth IRA. So, you know, it's kind of cool because if you're single, you make less than, say, $138,000. You can keep using it. I would use it. Split the money, the $1,600. Yeah, half can go into the Roth, half can go in the brokerage and build from there. That's what I would do. Are you also entitled to Social Security?
I am, yes.
I think that's all you need to do. I really do. But ideally, you would like to work until that 62, right?
Yeah, I don't think past 62. I bet 62 is a good target for me. Yeah.
Then target that. I feel good about that. What other questions do you have?
I think that did it. You know, I had that inclination to start paying off the mortgage, but I know that's a no-no after listening to you. So I've been trying to hold back.
No. You know, what's also interesting. I mean, I don't know what the mortgage rate is, but it doesn't even matter. 6 or 7 years is left. You need liquidity. Right? That's what you're saying to me. Like, what if? You just asked me the what if question, which is always a great question to ask. The answer to the what if something bad happens, you need liquidity. You don't need a paid off house. You need access to cash.
This is why I keep getting into debt, is because I have house emergencies and other things, and I don't have the cash. So I know that's what I need to stay in a good place.
Congratulations. It's great. It is great that you got this increase. You're going to take advantage of it because, you know, honestly, it would be a shame if you couldn't, but you should live a little. You should have some fun. There's nothing wrong with spending some money.
I just needed someone else to tell me. A couple of people have told me. I just needed to hear it from one more.
We wish you all the best, Ms. Marie from Maryland, and we congratulate you on your amazing, amazing accomplishment. At the very least, you should have the great knowledge in that, like, okay, I'm not going to squander this. I'm going to make something of this. I'm going to give myself some more opportunity. That's what we're hoping you can do by doing that. Okay. So we're here. I will be very delighted to hear all about when this mysterious partner comes to join you and whether things last. You never know. Maybe that distance was good.
We've had both. He's lived with me and away. So,
okay. Very good. Well, listen, we're happy that we could help you out. If you have any follow-up questions, let us know. And if you have a big raise and you want to know what to do with it, let's go. Let's have some fun. Mark and I love spending your money. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. While you're on the website, you can check out all of our great content, lots of stuff there. And you can order the book, The Great Money Reset. I know I did a lot about the pre-pub, but it's out. So do it. Order it wherever you get your books or on our website. It's very easy. So do that. Okie dokie. We are so delighted that you join us every single day. Lift someone up. That will make the person feel so good. It will make you feel good. Change your work. Change your wealth. Change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.